had to go out and scour the market for brand new stuff that we had no feeling for. And we found a couple other cool new lines for women, too.
Tell me about that.
There's a line called Gretchen Scott that we found. We have a friend who owns a store in Davenport that's got women's clothes. And we leaned on his buyer, Michelle, to help us find some of the stuff that we had no idea about. But it's a very preppy, kind of clubby, country clubby,
yeah.
Not clubby like going to the disco.
Pink hair clubby, yeah.
But, and then we found a couple of shoe lines. We found some accessory lines. I think it's just, it's very, very exciting from that standpoint because, you know, I had no idea about the gift end of things. That was, you know, my biggest fear is not knowing what I'm doing.
Yeah, and but you got your folks now from from Haynes and Essex who have been doing that for years.
Absolutely.
And Vicky and the crew are really good at that. You know, that was one thing about Haynes and Essex. You always go in there and find very unique gift items. So that must be a big help.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, of course, my wife, Chrissy, kind of
nobody better
helped us through that the massive market that, you know, we went to for the first time.
Brian, if you want to think of somebody who's sort of hot-wired, it's Chrissy.
Yeah,
it's like she knows every trend that is happening.
Well, she does.
For some reason, once you get to Atlanta to this huge gift show, it's like there's a neuro type of thing that goes out, and people are like, oh, yeah, this is hot. This is hot. And Chrissy really helped us out a lot on a couple things.
Well, anybody who can cram as much into that store as Giggles, I mean, she's got to have 10,000 different items in there. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, well, this is exciting. So on the 15th, you guys will literally open.
Yes.
You got the mayor coming, going to do ribbon cutting, going to do anything exciting?
You know, Brian, that is also the start of our anniversary sale on our men's side.
All right. So you're going to have that. That's going to be what? So sale items another 20% off?
Yes, on the men's side.
All right. And then you got Johnston and Murphy, Johnston Murphy event coming up on September 16th?
Yes, on that Saturday.
Right.
Yes.
And then the next week is your Jack Victor Measure Up Trunk Show on the 22nd of September, and then the Peter Millar Trunk Show September 29th and 30th. Now, will those same types of things be available on the female side eventually?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, they'll have that sort of trunk show experience?
Well, I think, you know, specialty stores, it's an event-driven business, you know, so we kind of evolved around events. George has always been a big proponent of trunk shows, and I think that's helped to train our customers to know, you know, that's the time to come in and pick out your new items for the fall or the spring or whichever season you're in. And so I think it would only be natural that we would do that for our the
I would think so.
Too.
And make his and her parties. Mm-hmm. And then you have a blast. Or hers, because she's usually the one out at the trunk show picking out everything anyway, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Good stuff. Well, guys, I am so excited for you. These folks are the best in the business. And once you go down there, you know, we have advertisers. You know, I always tell people, you know, we can get people to your front door. You know, once we get them to your front door, then it's up to you to impress them. You know, because we can't get a second chance for your impression.
Right.
And I always know, I get somebody into the brass horn, they're coming back to you guys for life, because once they get that experience, they're not going to be able to duplicate it anywhere else.
Brian, you know, the one thing that Ryan and I, we do owe Decatur. I mean, Decatur has been very good to us. And we have enjoyed having a story here. And I just think it was one of our things to sort of giving back to this town. It's just been wonderful. So we want to make downtown even a better shopping destination than it is now. And I think it'll be a very eclectic, fun place to walk through, to buy. It'll hit a little bit of everything. And I will tell people, it will evolve. It will change.
Well, you're going to learn, right? Yeah.
We don't know what's going to be best yet, so we just bought a little bit of everything. Well, actually, a lot of everything. We're pretty good at stuffing stores, too, also.
Yeah, you really
are.
So
we will be.
But the great thing about that evolution, it means you're evolving with your consumers. I mean, you know, as their tastes move, your tastes move, and yet you keep sort of it's very hard to describe, but I know if people go, and then you're going to understand what I've been trying to tell you over the years. Once you go in and have that brass horn experience, and it is an experience. I mean, you can sit around and chat and gossip and have fun and hang out, and everybody that comes in, you know, it's sort of like going to a bar, like your neighborhood bar. But you get that great product, you get the great resources with George and Ryan, and you're going to have that exact same thing on the gift side, the female side, and it's going to be the brass horn, too. Guys, congratulations. We'll see you on the 15th.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break for the weather. You're listening to News Talk 1340, WSOY Decatur. Back with more right after this.
Don't miss one of Central Illinois' finest juried art shows at Arts in Central Park. Friday, September 15th to the 17th in beautiful downtown Decatur. Enjoy over 70 artists with a variety of artwork for sale, including jewelry, pottery, sculpture, blown glass, fiber art, painting, and more. Plus, kids' art activities under the big tent sponsored by Giggles and a special kids' art shop in the Madden Art Center. You can be a VIP by shopping early at the Friday evening preview party. You can find more info at nowdecatur.com or call 423-3189.
The Community Foundation of Macon County. We make giving easy. Hi, this is Ouija Stewart, president of the Community Foundation, and I want to tell you about one way we help people become donors for life, the Donor Advised Fund. You've heard of people starting a private foundation to channel their charitable giving. Well, a Donor Advised Fund is like a private foundation for regular folks who may not be super wealthy. Here's how it works. You open a fund at the Community Foundation and you make tax-deductible gifts into the fund in the form of cash or other assets like appreciated stock. At the Community Foundation, we invest the assets so your fund can grow over time. You act as advisor to the fund and can recommend now and in coming years that grants be made to the charities you care about. And later, when you retire, you have a vehicle to continue your giving without dipping into your retirement savings. For more information about donor advised funds, call us today at 429-3000.
Don't eat alone. Join us with United Way's Dine United every Wednesday in September and October. Support these restaurants that support our local United Way. In Mount Zion, Black Iron Coffee Company and Crawford's Pizza. In Decatur, The Beach House. Coffee Connection at DMH. The Decatur Club. Downtown Cafe. El Corral Mexican Restaurant. Paco Soul Bistro. Sloan's Calzone. Salsa American Burrito Company. Tap Room. And University Dogs. On Tuesdays, eat at Richland's Bistro 537 and RCC's Cafe. Dine United.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs around 67 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 48 degrees. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now it's 53 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, September 6th edition of Byers & Company. Wayne Kent will join us this hour. We'll check in with his former associate pastor, Darren Embry, who's on the ground in Texas helping with the recovery efforts. Plus, Eric Lee and your chance to win Cardinals tickets from J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, we're back here. I gotta like come back full circle to a couple of conversations we started earlier. First of all, I told you about the $10,000 donation from the teachers union to Bill Mitchell. I'm just gonna give you my text conversation with Bill, and you can make of it what you will. Okay, are you ready to play along here, Lindsay Romano? I need your input on this, and if you're really smart, I'll give you some wicked mixed chocolate laced seven savory spices mix. I sent Bill a text yesterday at 4:55 p.m. Why did the IPACE, that's the Illinois PAC, I can't remember what it stands for, educators, basically it's the teachers union, make a $10,000 contribution to you after you announced you were not running again? That seemed like a kind of an obvious question to me. He said, I'm in office until January 2019. I certainly will be having another fundraiser to support the Illinois House Republicans.
So why wouldn't they have just given money to Illinois Republicans?
I said, so you are giving back the $10,000 to other GOP candidates? And then like an hour later, he simply said, yes. Now, we can only, at this point, take that for what it's worth, and then we'll see what happens. It would be a hard stretch for me to think that the teachers' PAC would give money to him to give to other candidates who disagree with their position.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm trying to think of a Republican candidate that would be.
Now, him and Adam Brown both got a lot of money from the teachers
over
the years. But why are the teachers, why would you give a $10,000 campaign contribution to a guy who is not going to have a campaign? I mean, this is the way this stuff works over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to make fun of John Davis. trying to use patronage, you know, to get a job. But this is what happens on a day-to-day basis in Springfield. So you're going to write a $10,000 check to a guy who's announced he's not running again.
So what is coming between now and January?
Vote-wise, support-wise, what are the stipulations on, you know, who knows? Is this just a reward for the vote? You know, and then the dirty little secret is, like, what happens with, like, these campaign funds once people leave office.
Yeah, what does happen?
I know they can still use the money for certain things. I mean, it doesn't go away. They don't have to give it back. They can give it to charity. They can, it's an interesting question. Like, when Bob Flyder left, how much did he have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Bill Mitchell leaves, you know, what does he have on hand? And why in the world, if you're a PAC, would you give a campaign contribution to someone who doesn't have any more campaigns?
I think there's votes coming.
As a thank you for the vote that's already happened? I don't know. So when you read the John Davis letter, although it was ridiculous to put in an email.
Like seeing it?
I know. Did you see it?
I did.
So once again, I'm trying, you know, I had this as a PDF. You've now sent it to me as a JPEG so mm-hmm. I can share this on the social media. So if you've missed any of the show today, John Davis, former Judge Davis, who's been on the wrong side of every story. He's like sort of the anti-Forrest Gump of like Decatur history. You know what I mean?
There's those people that are like and seem to be involved with everything.
Every bad idea, personal attack, every sort of lawsuit that you go, wait a minute, what are you doing? He just pops up like the anti-Forrest Gump in every single story over the last 20 years. Oh, here's, you know, I'm running for park board. And I remember when he came in because he was paying Orv Graham as some sort of consultant or something for his campaign, which is about the same thing as having an AOL address or having Reagan in your email. Or being around like and being relevant when Foreigner did release Feels Like the First Time in 1977. So he writes in an email to Bruce Pillsbury. Now, I wouldn't say I have a warm relationship with Bruce Pillsbury by any stretch of the imagination. I don't dislike him. I've long thought the Macon County Republican Party was about as screwed up as the Illinois State Republican Party.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
there's just not a lot
going back to like the Erica Harold. That whole mess.
Part of it, yeah. And John was the chairman for about 15 minutes of the Macon County Republican Central Committee a long time ago and got removed from that. So there's a long history between these two. But when I read his response to John, I wanted to give him a standing ovation. In fact, I might. So if you missed this earlier today, this is why you listen to the show, because we have the inside track on everything. John Davis sent Bruce Pillsbury an email, and I'll read you that email. It's two simple paragraphs, but there is, in these two paragraphs, there is so much to mine in these two very brief paragraphs.
You don't even really have to go between the lines too much.
I understand, he writes Bruce, I understand the governor has fired all of his legal staff. I am asking your help in being hired for his new legal team. If you're able to get me on, then the good news for you is that I will be out of your hair with regard to the township. The good news for me is that I can have the security of at least a little more than a year of steady income. Let me know if you are willing to help me and what I should do. Of course, a meeting with the governor would help. And I think Decatur is long overdue in getting some state recognition. The appointment to his staff would certainly help that. John. All right, where to begin on these two simple paragraphs? A is that in the second sentence in, he's asking for his help. Now, he's writing this to the chairman of the Macon County Republican Central Committee, as if the chairman of the Macon County Republican Central Committee has sway to call the governor and go, here, hey, this guy you need to hire. But he's doing this quid pro quo in the very second sentence of the very first paragraph saying, hey, I'll get out of your hair on this stuff I'm suing you on. Which you got to wonder what his clients think of that, right? That you're willing to trade away their position mm-hmm. for an appointment for yourself to the governor's staff.
I'm not sure that that's...
Okay, well, actually, we have to start with the presumption that he thinks that he's qualified to be the guy who needs to be on the legal team for the governor of the state of Illinois. That's the assumption before anything is even written.
Mm-hmm.
That in and of itself is pretty remarkable. And then he ends up with going, you know, what Decatur needs is my appointment to the governor's legal team. That'll
it's
put us on the
long
map.
Long overdue for some state recognition. My appointment would help that.
Okay, so to those couple of paragraphs, Bruce responds in, like, a letter that is right out of, when I read this last night, I died laughing. I thought, oh, my God, that's about as blunt as I've ever been. So Bruce responds to John. As chairman of the Macon County Republican Central Committee, hereinafter chairman, I decline to advance any positive recommendation to the governor on your behalf. Please allow me to explain my reasons. First, you presume that as a chairman, that the chairman has the influence to impact a high-level gubernatorial appointment. You well are aware that patronage appointments are a long past practice, and even assuming the post is rutan exempt, the legal advisors to the governor need to be measured by merit. As chairman, I have a responsibility to guard against the appearance of political patronage as the sole qualifier in order for me to serve the better interest of Republican public officials. Second, even if your qualification to serve was to be measured by your past contribution to the Republican Party, then you would not merit recommendation on this factor. And I, my estimation, you have failed to act consistently with fidelity to the party, its candidates, or elected officials. You are often an antagonist politically and or as an attorney at law to local government or party volunteers. I am not confident that your past actions are motivated by proper purposes. To be perfectly candid, I am struck by the apparent lack of self-awareness manifest in your request for endorsement from me. Third, you place me in an uncomfortable position, given that I am also a Decatur Township Cemetery trustee. You imply that I should be motivated to endorse you for a high-level state job on the basis that I can procure benefit for the public body I serve. I would not speculate on the response I would expect from your clients, whose interest you appear willing to prejudice in connection with claims against the township in order to obtain your personal benefit in a state job. I will serve both positions as chairman and cemetery trustee with integrity. Thus, I must reject unequivocally your invitation to act in an unethical manner. Fourth, conflict with you is connected nearly always with my failure to support your personal, political, or employment interest. You are well aware of the allegations related to your demand to the Decatur Township Supervisor that you be hired as a township attorney and the quid pro quo then suggested by you. The cynic will accept that all political involvement is always about self-interest. However, the cynic is not universally correct. I have encountered far too many people who offer genuine contribution to the party and its candidates without expectation for personal reward. As chairman, I am not interested in supporting the blatantly self-interested. Now, I mean, we're talking about politics here. I mean, if you're blatantly self-interested in the political, I mean, if politicians are offended by this.
Yeah.
You claim a need for a consistent income from a state job when you are the beneficiary of a generous taxpayer-funded judicial pension. Personally, I am not an advocate for a double dip from the public truck. I am sharing your request for state job assistance and this response with the officials identified below because of my determination that you asked me to cross an ethical line that could appear inconsistent with my public service or service as chairman. The demand for transparency dictates such open discourse, especially if my declining to endorse potentially motivates aggressive action against the township by you in your capacity as an attorney for a represented party. Suffice it to say, this should conclude our communications. I think that's probably a pretty good assumption.
Snap.
So you get this email that in two paragraphs exceeds the Peter principle like no one has ever even come close to in the history of life, and then Bruce Pillsbury drops the mic.
I'm just imagining John Davis's like face reading this response.
Well, you have to factor in this is the man who wrote this two paragraph.
I know. Do you think he was shocked? Do you think he was offended and angry?
I don't know. My very first encounter with John Davis was years and years and years ago at a trial for Napoleon Williams, if you remember Black Liberation Radio and that whole story. And John sat on the bench and made everybody stand up and identify themselves who was there. It was open to the public. And I've never to this day seen that ever happen in a court of law again. Had never seen it before that day. I don't know if there was, I mean, I have no idea why.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked, have you ever, like in jury duty or in any, every time ever being in a trial where the judge asked people in the courtroom to stand up
audience.
And identify who they were?
No, never.
Now, maybe it's more common than I think, but it struck me as odd.
No, I mean, I've, in some cases where they'll clear the courtroom.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then ever since, it's, let me tell the Park District how to do their job, but I'll run for Park Board and get 4 votes. Let me tell you this, people, how to do their job. I mean, he's just always on the wrong mm-hmm. side of everything. And then every single frivolous lawsuit about, you know.
And there always seems to be a personal, a vendetta thing
something.
Going on. Always.
Yeah. So, no love lost. That's okay. And, you know, he's a grown-up. I'm sure he doesn't care for me either. But I'm not the one out trying to use my clients and my lawsuits to gain employment for myself.
If I were his clients, I would be...
Well, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of conversations that are taking place today. So it's almost like old school day here today. Because I got Dan Calkins announcing, Mitchell taking fuzzy teacher money. You got John Davis and Bruce Pillsbury. It's like, woo! This used to be fun.
It's golden.
So Dan Calkins, it was interesting. Now, I will tell you, I plan on meeting with Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll even be the one to reach out if that's what's necessary. Because I've never not met with someone. You know, sit down. I mean, I did this stuff with Terry Howley. I did this stuff with Shad Edwards. You do this stuff with these, you know, like they don't like you, but they need you. And then when they run, and if they win, then they don't like you again. If they lose, they don't like you again. I mean, I've danced this dance for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be the representative of the people here for the 101st District, then, you know, it's not my job to silence you or not have your voice heard to the people who you want to vote for you. So, you know, he's more than welcome to come on. But it'd be interesting. I'm going to go over this press release, this media advisory, when we get back on the other side of the break, because it's interesting to me, and I don't want to read too much into it, but I noticed Dan and Joe came out and they volunteered to be one of our ambassadors for the Limitless Decatur thing for the Farm Progress Show. And I didn't get a chance. I didn't talk to either one of them. I mean, it was a busy day.
It was busy, yeah.
I didn't purposely not talk to him. But he smiled at me. Like he was going to start a conversation, but we really didn't have time. But it was a weird smile. I mean, because that's just generally what I would not expect a smile. And I took that as maybe an overture, like to begin a conversation.
Well, and it was a good day.
It was a good day, and I thank both of them for coming out and being volunteers. I genuinely
do. How could
you
not smile at that day?
But he purposely smiled at me.
Oh.
It wasn't him just having a smile on his face. Everyone had a smile on their face. He looked at me like he wanted to say something, and he smiled, and then we just sort of passed, and there wasn't a conversation.
I've got, like, romantic music in my head right now. I don't know.
We weren't running to each other in a field. Although there were a lot of fields.
There were a lot of fields.
Or like butterflies and stuff. But it was you make fun of me if you will. I've learned how to read people over the years. It was an overture. Am I reading way too much into a smile?
I don't think so.
No, I could tell it was he wanted to say something or thought about saying something, but it was just sort of, and it wasn't like I just brushed him off or he brushed. It was just sort of the timing was everything
right.
was happening, and it was.
Right.
But
yeah,
I could tell
he had 700 plus kids.
Yeah, we had a big day, but I could tell there was sort of this like. Let me just say, Dan Calkins hasn't smiled at me for the last 7 or 8 years.
No,
and I get why. I mean, that's I have my responsibility in this too. I was tough on Dan. But if I look at the press release, Dan Calkins to announce candidacy for state representative. It says Dan Calkins, an Eastern Illinois University trustee and former Decatur City Councilman, will announce Thursday that he will seek the Republican nomination for state representative of the 101st District. Calkins' announcement will take place September 7th at 10:30 a.m. at the Decatur Civic Center. Calkins is a retired U.S. Army major and local business owner. And then it says what? Calkins announcement. Who? Dan Calkins, EIU trustee and former Decatur City Councilman. And then it says when and where. Now, how long ago was Dan in the U.S. Army?
Oh, I don't know.
When you say local business owner, but you don't describe the business, but you describe yourself as a former city council member, but you lost after your first term. I mean, it's just, I always find it, like, interesting to see how people describe themselves. U.S. Army major.
Well, I would imagine it kind of like a resume. You're not going to put...
That's a lot to put into a two-paragraph announcement of a press conference. You hit check the military box, you check the local business owner box, you check
the councilman box,
you check the EIU trustee, which that was that you talk about patron's jobs. You think he doesn't get, or he gets that if he didn't do the work on the Rauner governor's campaign? Right?
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see. I look forward to talking to Dan. Hopefully we will. And I don't know what's going to happen in this 101st race. And I don't know if he's the one that Lisa Gregory is referring to. As far as the Republican Party already deciding who they were going to get behind instead of waiting for the primary process. Would it?
Yes. I mean, that would make sense.
To someone who never watched a council meeting with him sitting on it. But I made the case a while back that Springfield deserves Dan.
I think you even said you'd actively campaign for him.
I think they finally got to the point where they deserve him. Really.
You did make that pretty clear a few months ago, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And I meant it. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 48. For your Thursday, mostly sunny and highs near 72. Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 53 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Krug, publisher of the Illinois News Network. We've redesigned our digital news home. If you're new to us, you'll appreciate the thoroughness and quality of reporting at ilnews.org. Our team of journalists provides truth and a rare sensibility that gets below the surface. We report on what's happening in Springfield in real time with frequent updates. No other news media provides the level of coverage and commentary found at the all-new ilnews.org. I invite you to read the most relevant news stories from the State House and across the state. Honest, insightful, all about Illinois. ilnews.org.
My washing machine was 9 years old. One day, it made this loud clunking noise and just stopped. I called a repairman and he came out and said the transmission had gone out. A $315 repair. So I decided to get a new one. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and they had a great sale on Maytag for only $599. It was such a good deal, we got our matching dryer for only $450. We saved altogether $340. Got no interest for 12 months, a free 10-year protection plan. Now, if the transmission goes out in 9 years, it'll be covered. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur through September 15th. Get this made with pride in the USA top load Maytag set, regularly $1,340 for only $1,000. And still get our famous free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
When you buy from us,
you're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'm always struck at the different camera angle when Lindsay does a video and Matt does a video.
Are you talking about an interview with Greg Webb?
Maybe? I am.
Because I was thinking about them whenever I was doing that interview. I'm like, I'm literally filming up his nose right now.
Lindsay's like on her knees, like Matt Hall standing on a picnic table.
I
mean, the difference in height, just holding the camera. It's always funny. Thank you to ADM. We did Matt did a couple of nice videos for John Deere and Sloan Implements and ADM, basically highlighting their participation in the DPS at FPS last week. for the Farm Progress Show and District 61, and Jeff Sloan and Greg Webb and Cassandra Carter and Linda Foltz and all the crew. A couple of videos I shared on Facebook last night, if you want to check that out, on the Now Decatur Facebook page as well. Good stuff. That was a lot of fun and really got a lot of attention and really started a conversation that I think is going to be a good one and a positive one, and one that's going to have lasting ramifications for this community in a positive way for years and years to come. Just the very beginning of that conversation, I promise you. Get back on the other side of the break. Wayne Kent's going to join us. And his former associate pastor, Darren Embry, the Embrys are in, I believe, outside of Dallas, Texas, where they live now, still...
in Decatur.
Huh? Decatur, Texas, yeah. So they're helping out in the efforts down there with Harvey, and we'll talk to him in just a couple of moments. Right now, Jeff Daly has your news.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Decatur police made 19 DUI arrests during the Labor Day Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign since August 21st. The Decatur Police Department have partnered with the Illinois Department of Transportation and law enforcement throughout Illinois for the Labor Day Impaired Driving Enforcement campaign. Through the early morning hours of September 5th, patrols were increased in an effort to keep impaired drivers off the roads. The Decatur Police Department ramped up its enforcement efforts, adding 10 saturation patrols in addition to normal enforcement. Our effort resulted in 19 DUI arrests. Additionally, there were 41 seatbelt and 14 child restraint citations issued. Other citations included 14 speeding citations and 10 cell phone violations. The 2017 Labor Day Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over crackdown was funded by the Federal Highway Traffic Safety Funds from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and managed through ADOT.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Irma is hitting islands in the northeastern Caribbean now. Just about every forecast has it hitting South Florida this weekend. Where and how hard's up in the air?
The Keys in Miami-Dade County are evacuating people today, and most everyone has been hunting for bottled water, food, and anything else.
We're not overreacting. We're just getting ready.
And gas. Lines at filling stations wrapped around blocks.
Getting some gas for the generator, for the car.
And leaving will be hard. Many will drive. Tolls are suspended. Flights, buses, and trains all sold out.
Fox's Evan Brown.
There's a deal to be made here.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham tells Fox Congress can get a law passed to protect young immigrants brought in illegally as kids from deportation. President Trump is ending the DACA program in 6 months, but he tweeted last night he'll revisit the issue if Congress does not act. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. University of Illinois officials say the decision from President Donald Trump's administration to wind down a program protecting young immigrants from deportation creates uncertainty for some students. The university system's president and chancellors of its campuses in Chicago, Urbana-Champaign, and Springfield sent a letter to students, faculty, and staff yesterday. Earlier in the day, Attorney General Jeff Sessions called the program known as DACA as an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch. U of I officials say eliminating DACA is inconsistent with our commitment to accessible and high-quality education for all qualified and deserving students. School officials say they will comply with federal law. However, they say they pledge to assist and support students and will continue to protect confidential student and employee information to the fullest extent allowed by law. Sports last night had the Cardinals over the Padres 8-4. It was the Cubs losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3 and Indians over the White Sox 9-4. Cardinal baseball for you once again tonight as a game three with the Padres is set for this evening. We'll have the pregame for you starting at 8:15. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Leaky roof? It's time to call the pros.
Hey, I'm the Rapid Roofer from ProMax Construction. Let us fix that leaky roof.
ProMax for roofs, because that's the truth. ProMax for roofs, because that's the truth.
The best roofing and siding you will ever witness. The best warranties in the business. Gutters and windows, we know how to measure. Your house, your way, our pleasure.
217-424-8900. 217-424-8900.
ProMax comes, licensed, insured, a master shingler, haven't you heard? Fast installation for all your repairs, a family-owned business for 15 years.
Find us on the web at ProMaxConstruction.com.
Maxover LLC, DBA ProMax Construction. Roofing license number 104.016085.
ProMax for roofs, because that's the truth. ProMax for roofs, because that's the truth.
217-424-8900.
Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny today, highs around 67 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 48 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 53 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Buyers and Company. We'll check in with an old friend in just a couple of minutes and their efforts down in Texas to help those poor victims of Harvey. Right now, though, we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Todd Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Brian. The popular averages pulled back sharply on Tuesday, and the Dow closed down 234 points to 21,753. Geopolitical worries were at the forefront on ramped-up nuclear tensions with North Korea. Investors focused once again on lack of movement with the Trump administration's economic growth plans. Interest rates were discussed by Federal Reserve speakers with comments ranging from the Fed may have to slow down its pace of interest rate hikes to the four interest rate hikes since 2015 could be doing harm to the economy, especially given persistently low inflation. The European markets were mixed today, with the London FTSE down 0.42% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.48%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.14%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 4/32nd, yielding 2.074%. Gold futures were up 30 cents at $1,344.70. Crude oil futures were up 58 cents at $49.24 a barrel. The Dow has started the day trading at 21,811, a positive 57 points. ADM 4195, Ameren 5991, Caterpillar 118.67, Norfolk and Southern 122.36, PPG 103.64, Tate and Lyle 35.52, and Mueller Water at 1231. Brian, today I leave you with words of wisdom from Joseph Addison, who said, "Faith is kept alive in us and gathers strength, more from practice than from speculation." This is Todd Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company. Have a great day.
Thank you, Todd. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning, our last show before going on vacation, where we're heading to the East Coast, which is really in danger. This 1-2 punch is welcoming Kent to the program.
Good morning.
What could be in Florida, what's going on right now as we speak down in the Caribbean. You know, those islands are just tiny little specks down there,
yeah,
in that Atlantic Ocean.
Get 10, 15 feet above sea level is hard.
Yeah, and so our hearts and thoughts are obviously with those folks down there. But we wanted to check in with an old friend. Wayne had sent us a text yesterday. Darren Embry, who's now the pastor of Crossroads Church in Decatur, Texas. And you guys are doing what, working?
We're working together. So they're a number of hours north of Houston, so they weren't affected by the storm, but they can get there easily. And so the two churches are working together, and we're sending a significant amount of money down there this week. And they've actually got people down there on the ground in boats. And so Darren's on the line.
All right, well, let's say hello to Darren, an old friend. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. That's twice you've called me old.
Well, I meant as in both of us, knowing each other for a long time. You still look the same age. We keep in touch via social media through Darren's wife, Dana. And you guys, can we understand what it looks like down there and what it has looked like? I mean, it's hard for us in the Midwest to wrap our heads around this.
I still can't understand really what's going on down there. It's just miles and miles and miles of water. It's amazing.
Yeah, when we hear things like water getting up to, you know, lamppost levels on interstates, I mean, that's almost impossible to believe, but that's what those poor folks in and around the Houston area have dealt with.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it's just unbelievable, just even the number of boats that have been needed and going down just rescuing people. I was talking to a friend of ours and who used to live down in the Houston area, and they say that just naturally the Houston area roads are the low points. I guess it's good because it keeps, to the most part, keeps the houses up a little higher, but every single road, they showed me a map of the roads about a week ago, and I don't think there was one major thoroughfare that was still open or one major road.
Yeah, it is susceptible to flooding for sure. And although any place would be with 50 inches of rain over a short period of time. Now, what are you guys doing to help out? I know a lot of private citizens are taking boats down there, just literally had been rescuing people, helping with the efforts. What will you do along with Wayne here and the folks at First Christian?
Yeah, it seems like we've gone from the first stage was just that rescue. It was amazing hearing back from members of our church. It's funny because almost – I wouldn't say everyone, but a good portion of people have, you know, fishing boats, bass boats around here. And I was reading some stuff compared to Katrina when they actually told people to stay away and not go in with boats. The governor here basically said, you know, come on, everyone has got a boat, just mobilize and go. And that was kind of that first initial rescue phase when boats were going down last week. And then that kind of transitioned into an aid, just if we can get some water, if we can get, you know, supplies, food and stuff to those aid stations and that. And it seems now, even in quick succession, that it's transitioning to the cleanup and, you know, helping people just especially in those flood areas where they need to get the sheetrock out, they need to get the carpets out, they need to get things drying out as the waters recede. And so that's where we're helping even this week. Tonight we're having a meeting and sending a team down tomorrow morning. They're going to Katy, working with a church down just outside the west side of Houston. It got hard hit with some floods, and so we're going in and helping just house to house to house, trying to clean up, trying to get the wet stuff out and get them drying as quick as possible.
Where are your people staying when they go down there?
There's a church that we came across in the past, whether it was Moore, Oklahoma, or Joplin, Missouri, place like that. We've worked with Churches of Christ disaster relief teams, and that they go in, they set up, they do it all over the United States. Up in when Hurricane Sandy was up in the Northeast, and they set up a control center. They bring in the portable showers. We basically stay on the floors of a church, and they feed us and that. This time we're sending people with them. Actually, this past weekend we had some people go down to Rockport and worked with them. But this is a church that we just came across in, I think the National Guard was staying there too. And a few people from our church partnered with them, bringing in some supplies. And then since then, they're transitioning into a resource point and sending people out into the community. So we'll be staying there.
That's pretty amazing. It is in tragedy, and it's sad that it takes tragedy to get people to come together, but it is amazing to watch the human condition when you strip away the politics and the opinions and everyone screaming at each other when there's just a time to help. It is amazing what the human spirit is made up of.
Yes, definitely. I think Wayne was talking to a member of our church last week, and you know, this is a big grown man. He's got that Texan swagger to him, and he was just crying on the phone with me, telling me just how overwhelmed he was by the number of people who were bringing boats, who were bringing food. There were guys setting up their, you know, their slow cookers and their barbecues, and just feeding people that would come along. It was just amazing. That was down in Rockport and that Port Aransas area, and yeah, he was just a mess, but in a good way. Just that outpouring of people's generosity and care.
All right, so the best way I would assume that one can help here in Decatur, Illinois, it would be to send money, right?
Yep.
I mean, because you know transporting stuff in becomes a gridlock problem.
Yep.
Cash goes a long way in these type of situations, and I would suggest Darren, let me ask you, how do they get a hold of this group that you're working with or your church? Or I guess they could probably just contact Wayne here locally.
Yeah.
Would be the best.
We're sending $12,000 to $15,000 this week. We've already collected $12,000, so we'll add to that and we'll send it straight to Darren's church.
So if somebody wants to contact you at First Christian, that'd probably be the best way to get that help.
Send the check to First Christian, or you can go online to the church's website and give. There's a front page is the hurricane, and just give that way. 100% of it, 100%, will go straight down to Texas, and with Darren's accountability and his willingness to manage it for us, we'll go 100% and take care of it.
Well, Darren, keep up the great work. I know you're
thank
very
you.
Busy right now, and thank you for all that you do, and it's good talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Take care, man.
Darren Embry, who's now the pastor there at Crossroads Church in Decatur, Texas.
Of all things Decatur, from Decatur,
Decatur, Illinois, to Decatur, Texas, where you go from tornadoes to hurricanes. The idea, what I see in this, and this isn't sort of some political diatribe, I just, what citizens do and what they're capable of doing, and the difference between like what happened in New Orleans, Louisiana, where a large portion of the population is dependent on the government to make sure they're okay. When you watch what happened there versus what happened in Texas, just as devastating a storm, just as much damage, probably more when all the bills come in, but people helping each other, not waiting for the government to come in and rescue you, but getting in a bass boat and pulling people off the roof of their house. It has been an amazing thing to watch. And as everyone has put everything aside, in a country where we seem more divided than ever, if you spend any time watching TV, now you're seeing just people who have stripped all that away and just become human beings.
I called Darren last Tuesday morning. You know, this event took place, you know, on Friday a week ago, and then by Sunday all the flooding had occurred. I called him Tuesday morning and said, Darren, what are you guys doing? He said, well, we sent a bunch of people down yesterday. That was on Monday a week ago. Then on Tuesday that day, he said, so we just sent a flotilla of boats. He said, a whole convoy of guys with pickups and their bass boats. He said, I put $300 in their hands and said, buy gas, buy diapers, buy wipes, buy water for the first wave. We'll get people out of their homes, take care of them. And now we're up to, so what do we do now to help them clean up their homes?
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Amazing stuff. And Darren and his wife, Dan, are just first-class people. And you know, if you send your money over to First Christian Church, it's going to go to good use and not be wasted.
We'll send it 100%.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. What's the web address again?
FirstDecatur.org. FIRST.org.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll be back with Wayne Kent here on a Wednesday, the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
My washing machine was 9 years old. One day, it made this loud clunking noise and just stopped. I called a repairman and he came out and said the transmission had gone out. A $315 repair. So I decided to get a new one. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and they had a great sale on Maytag for only $599. It was such a good deal. We got our matching dryer for only $450. We saved altogether $340, got no interest for 12 months, a free 10-year protection plan. Now, if the transmission goes out in 9 years, it'll be covered. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur through September 15th. Get this made with pride in the USA top load Maytag set, regularly $1,340 for only $1,000, and still get our famous free 10-year protection plan. Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Everyone, two-legged and four-legged, is invited to Fido Scurry, Saturday, September 9th in Fairview Park. Get geared up for an island luau-themed pet parade and costume contest. It starts the morning off at 8:30 a.m., followed by the 5K or 1 mile run and walk. There will be prizes and refreshments, along with doggy games and canine demonstrations. Join the fun at Fido Scurry, Saturday, September 9th. For more info, go to nowdecatur.com. Sponsored by Decatur and Macon County Animal Shelter Foundation, Decatur Park District's Fido Fields, WSOY, and nowdecatur.com.
If you're looking for a school with outstanding academics, successful athletics, a caring faculty and staff, and somewhere that has something for everyone, look no further than St. Teresa High School. Our students are prepared for their future with a faith-based education, but more than just college prep, St. Teresa works to ensure its students are life-ready too, by developing future leaders who will make a difference in society. For more information or to schedule your campus tour, call 875-2431. Come and be a part of the tradition.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I know when to go out. I know when to stay in.
Going to talk to Darren Embry.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And man, is it powerful what churches do.
That's them.
That's amazing. Yeah, and
front page of First of our church's website.
Can we get that and share that on Now Decatur social media? The link there from the First Christian website.
FirstDecatur.org. FIRST.Decatur.org.
Yeah, there's pictures of them actually down there in canoes and rowboats and everything else. That is, you know, I know I don't have to tell you this, but I am always amazed at the power of the church when it comes to, you know, in all churches and all faiths. I mean, you know, the ability to mobilize and do the right thing.
Right.
When Wayne was coming in this morning, Wayne and Cher are now taking in Dreamers. I don't know if you saw the story on the Drudge Report this morning. Cher's offered to open up her home. We'll see if that actually happens. But Wayne has. You got a literally.
I got a call as I was
walking
in
the
door
here.
from family members saying, hey, there's a family I know in Miami. They don't speak English. They have to evacuate. Can they stay with you? I guess. Why not?
So Wayne has a family from Miami on
the way.
I don't
know if they're dreamers or not.
No,
I assume not.
Well, anyway, I just saw the story that Cher was opening up her home. I thought, well,
I think they should go stay with Cher.
You should just go by one name. You should just be Wayne from
yeah,
now
just
on.
Wayne, yeah.
Wayne and Cher. But are you though at times still amazed, even though you've lived your whole life doing
this?
I've
spent my whole career, apart from when I was a musician in ministry. I said to the congregation at the end of the service this weekend, hey, we've already taken the offering, but by the way, if you want to help out, we're going to send some money to Darren and to so they can manage the crisis on our behalf. And whatever you can. And there was $12,000 in baskets in the back door.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, crazy
grand.
In a great way. I mean, it's just.
I would want to go, how come that wasn't in the offering in the first place?
I get it. I struggle with this as someone who raises a lot of money in the community is that, we did do a large fundraiser for Katrina and we raised something like $270,000 in one day and sent that down there and felt good about sending it down there because those people just needed the help. But I struggle, our food drive's coming up, and you don't want to take resources away from the community. I mean, there are a lot of things that factor in these decisions,
you
right?
You can only go to the well so many times is one thing. And what pocket are people, when people, you're asking for donations, what pocket are they giving it out of? Are they giving out of their own needs?
That's exactly right.
There's all kinds of questions
you have to ask. But I feel like your church congregation and my community, your community, there is no such thing as the well. I mean, because every time we go, they're there, and they continue to be there. And I know we worry about it. But we're talking about maybe a portion of the food drive, not a gigantic chunk of money, but sending something.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with that. I just am mindful not to hurt our own food pantries or our other things because the need here is real. But when you see these images and you see what's happening, then I don't know what's going to be, Florida, what this is going to look like 4 or 5 days from now.
It's certainly not going to be easy.
No.
Even if the thing downgrades, we've still got a problem. It's not going to dissipate.
So. No, they've already, they've declared a state emergency in all counties. I mean, the entire state of Florida. Tennessee's worried about.
Well, there's two other hurricanes or two tropical storms out
there that are behind it
right now. Yeah. So what's going on? I don't know, but
it's been 10 years, and boy, it goes by quick. When you don't have to watch this sort of damage, and you forget just how powerful water's just. You think of flooding, and you think, okay, well, you just get to high ground, and you can. I mean, you just can't wrap your head around the type of.
We moved
of
to
danger.
Decatur as the flood at the end of 93, as the flood in St. Louis was taking place, remember driving across
the Mississippi, all
the floods of St. Louis and the whole area. We literally drove across all that and just were stunned to see what it looked like.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, kudos to your congregation for stepping up in such a big way. And if you want to be a part of that, you can go to firstdecatur.org.
O-R-G.
We'll put a link to that up on Now Decatur's Facebook page.
FIRST Decatur.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff. Now, what's coming up on the direct line tonight?
Well, we're going to have a conversation with a woman by the name of Michelle Warren who talks about her. She's an expert in how to deal with crises and how to deal with social needs within communities and how close can you get to that situation. Do you move in the neighborhood? Like we have in one of the neighborhoods in the city, we have a staff member who bought a house and he and his family have moved into the neighborhood and they live there with their kids. Trying to impact a 6-block area. And so how do you do that? When you have needs, her idea is how close do you want to get? Can you do it from far away? You can certainly do it from far away with money, and that's extremely helpful. But then what are you going to do with that money? You probably want to put some people right in the middle and help. So we have a conversation with her about how that plays out in places like Decatur.
That's interesting. So that was a plan then put in place by the church.
We did this. Yeah. We bought 6 lots from empty lots from the city, and then we bought a house. We retrofitted the house. So the family lives upstairs. The bottom floor is a community space where they teach cooking and they help the kids in the neighborhood with their homework. We're building a garage and pavilion out on one of the lots adjacent to the house so that we can create places where kids can come in the summer. In conjunction, we've been working with the Park District, and the city, of course, is helping us with this. So we've been doing that now for 10 years. So had a phenomenal response. We've literally seen those kids who were going to school. The kids from that neighborhood are 75% of them live below the poverty line. So that means they get free lunch, free breakfast, and their ability to, if you will, concentrate and get through school is limited. We've now been doing it long enough that we've seen kids go from that setting all the way to college.
That's unbelievable. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back with Wayne Kent from the Direct Line. Starts at 5 o'clock tonight. I want to tell you about Fleet Feet Sports. You know their fall No Boundaries 5K and 10K training program begins September 12th. Programs like No Boundaries are there to help every step of the way, regardless of your pace. So you can start literally from couch to running. And mark your calendars for the Freedom Fun Run in conjunction with Cruise 11 to remember the 9/11 event, Sunday, September 10th at 9 a.m. at Central Park. Take part in the 1 or 3 mile fun run. They're also taking thank you cards and cash donations and to Help for Heroes Fund, supporting local veterans and first responders. Did you know that Fleet Feet takes thank you cards all year to be given to those heroes and distributed locally? Just drop off your thank you cards at Fleet Feet anytime. Also, on 9/14, join Fleet Feet and Making Resources for a beer mile run at Decatur Brew Works from 6 to 8 p.m. To find out additional information on these runs, just visit facebook.com/FleetFeetDecaturIL, and you'll find a full listing of all their upcoming runs, like their restaurant fun runs, donut runs, and more. They're located at 1088 Westwood, or check out SpinCity.co or FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. Spin City's open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Fleet Feet is open Monday through Friday 10 to 6 and Saturday 10 to 4. Once again, the web address, SpinCity.co or FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 67 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 48. For your Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 72. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees. Right now it's 54 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Decatur Legacy. Have you heard of it? Decatur Legacy is a group of area nonprofit and social service agencies, along with local accountants, attorneys, and financial advisors. Their purpose is to inform people from all walks of life about how to include their favorite charity in their wills. During our lifetimes, we give to organizations we love: our church, our schools and colleges, Decatur's beautiful parks, our animal shelters, homeless programs, our two community hospitals, United Way, and so many others. And that support can continue even after our death. Simple language in your will can ensure you leave a legacy to Decatur and to your favorite charities. Ask your lawyer or advisor about simple ways to leave a legacy. You can designate a percentage of your assets to charity. You can use life insurance and even make gifts from your IRA. Leaving a legacy through a charitable gift in your will can make a lasting impact. Decatur Legacy, helping you give back to the community you love.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team, or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Listen to the Direct Line tonight at 5 o'clock. I got a new tagline for you.
What's that?
It's good for your soul, literally. What do you think?
You hope so. You hope so.
I like that. All right. Eric Lee joins us. The Eric Lee Show will be on right before the Direct Line from 3 to 5. Eric, how you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Getting ready. Bruce Jeffrey going to come in tonight and chat with us about a big event going on with the Boys and Girls Club 2 weeks from yesterday. And George Strekla, so I think you're chatting with us as well from the Brass Horn.
Yeah, they're expanding their location next door and having the Brass Horn 2, which will be opening up September 15th. George and Ryan were on a little earlier. It's great stuff.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so we'll full circle it and just start catching up on a lot of stuff going on around here.
All right. Well, mark your calendar for that Boys and Girls Club event. That's Tuesday, September 19th, I believe. And it's going to be a great night.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait. Should be fun.
All right. We'll see you at 3 o'clock. Eric Lee and the Eric Lee Show. Direct Line starts at 5 o'clock, right after the Eric Lee Show. And Wayne has been hosting the show for how long?
We're coming up on 12 years.
That's amazing, isn't it?
I remember when you and I and Jeff Hendricks sat in the boardroom.
In Little Kosovo, yes.
In the old facility, whatever you want to call that.
Little Kosovo. That was the mayor.
Little Kosovo.
Former Mayor Mike McElroy coined it Little Kosovo, so we've always stuck with that. There you have it. Well, listen, if people want to help, again, we're putting that link up on the Now Decatur Facebook page. You can literally use a credit card on First Christian Church's website. That's First
FIRST, Decatur.org.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm blanking on that. But anyway, the link will be right up on our Now Decatur Facebook page you want to give. And know that Darren and Dana and their congregation down there is putting it to great use.
That's right.
All right, we'll see you tonight at 5 o'clock.
All right.
Wayne
Kent forward to it.
And the Direct Line. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, including any of our interviews, those podcasts are available at NowDecatur.com, the NowDecatur app, or the NowDecatur Facebook page. That app, by the way, you can download for free at the Google Play or iTunes Store. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great day. We'll see you then.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes.